Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We repping to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We repping for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We repping for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, wow, welcome to the show.
All right, welcome to the show. There seemed to be a little confusion there. Jimmy was a little unsettled because we never went live on the YouTube stream, and so he was waiting for that. But you just worry about the radio, Jimmy. You just worry about the radio. Don't worry about the YouTube stream. We don't care about the little pugs that are there on the YouTube stream.
Hey,
that
friend.
Is Solana. Solana forgot, admittedly. Solana, no. You just kind of forgot.
I didn't forget. There was two reasons why we couldn't go live. One, we're out of storage space. Just have to go back, wait for Tobin and Leroy's show to finish processing. Then gotcha. I can go live. And two, we were having a conversation off the air. So it was just kind of being patient with it. No big deal. But I don't know why all of a sudden you threw me under the bus. But go ahead, Hawk.
Well, because Jimmy was ready to go. And he even said, we're still not live on YouTube. And I noticed that you didn't respond to him.
I was deleting a couple hours
of memory. So we were waiting on you. We were waiting on it.
Okay.
Well, we were.
I mean, we weren't. We weren't, but okay. All
but right. You weren't ready.
You weren't ready.
Well, there's a process that goes into it. That's fine. You can blame it on me. I don't know. I don't know why you would, but that's fine.
Well, who's the one that you know, hits the switch to go live on the YouTube stream?
But the YouTube stream has nothing to do with us being on the air. And typically
totally
when
agree,
a song...
Which is
when
why song, I said to Jimmy, yeah. That's why I said to Jimmy... Don't worry about the stream. Just let's go. So
when a
that
song
we don't have that
doesn't
silence.
Have a bed, when a song doesn't have a bed, usually you would make sure the mics are on before the bed runs out, before the song runs out. But, you know, That's just me.
Totally understand. Jimmy's at fault as well. But also, you were not sending us live on the stream.
Okay.
Well, am I wrong? Ooh.
No, you're not. But I had a reason for it, and I was not paying attention to you guys. I was outside of our stream, making sure there was enough memory for us to be able to save this video for future use, to be able to post clips after. Just had to go through a process behind the scenes that you guys are unaware of. But right now, the lights are on, Hawk, so I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing.
But could the memory have been, you know, established at about 140?
That was more of my point. You're making it seem as if the memory issue just reared its ugly head.
It did, because Tobin and Leroy's show, and no fault.
Oh, it's their
them,
fault.
They finish a little late, and by the time their show is done processing, that takes up the allotted memory that we have to go live. Mm. So right before I was about to click live, it let me know, hey, you're out of memory. I have to go back in, create some space in our StreamYard account. Which is why I had to leave our StreamYard, which is why I didn't answer Jimmy, and I wasn't paying attention to you guys. But go ahead. Throw me under the bus. No, throw me under the bus, guys. Great start to the show.
It does seem like it was your fault. The more you've explained it, the more it does seem like, right. like when we he gets were corrected in your fault.
When he gets an attitude, he's usually lying.
I'm 100% lying. I'm 100% lying. I was watching Kasper's Yakutonis highlights. Totally forgot to click live.
Not the way I intended to start the show, but the lights are on. We've got football tonight. Panthers hockey tonight. Got action. So did you guys see, and I know there's been an update, but did you guys see that Tua kind of magically appeared on the injury report last night?
Yes. With a, what is it? A hip and a finger.
Thumb, right? Hip and thumb?
Thumb.
On his throwing hand. Mm.
I mean, what happened there? How come that just came out of nowhere?
I guess the adrenaline wore off from the game on Thursday.
Like as seasons go on and you're not winning, that injury list is going to get more. Not that ours isn't packed anyway.
Yeah.
But it is going to get more and more packed.
And
isn't this just normal stuff, though? Like,
yes.
You look around the league.
With the quarterback, though?
Yeah, like Mahomes might be on the injury report with an ankle, but he's going to end up playing. I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Usually, I mean, with Tua, who's got a history of injury, don't we usually get like a heads up maybe after the game or on that Monday that, hey, he banged his thumb against a lineman's helmet or something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I thought it was odd that out of nowhere he was just on the injury list.
I think it's nothing. I believe he's going to play against the Chargers on Sunday. I'm going to the game, taking the family. Little OG's playing, you know, it's going to – I'm excited to see it. It's Tua, and you're going to make a bigger deal out of – there's 32 starting quarterbacks in the league. If Tua's on the injury list, you make a bigger deal about it because of his injury history. Him, Joe Burrow, it's those injury guys. I don't like Tua being on the injury list because of the narrative
that
he's created.
That's my bigger point, is that when it's Tua, it's like all the alarm bells go off, yeah. Right? It's just yep. Like, oh. Here we go. We're
Patrick
trending
Mahomes
that way.
Has a hurt ankle. I've watched Patrick Mahomes win two games with a sprained ankle, and he was running, limping, running. Every time Tua gets hurt, it's problems. We have trouble in Miami if Tua's hurt.
Maybe we'd have excitement this time. Maybe we'd get a little not going to Quinn Ewers, huh? It's hard to get. It's hard to get excited about. I don't even know who our backup is, Zach Wilson. It's hard to get excited about Zach Wilson.
Would they go to Zach? Would like?
Yeah, I think so for sure, right?
At this point in the season,
yes.
You're 1-4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they came out and they're like, we specifically tabbed him to be the guy. And they're giving him what, like 4 mil?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like 4 or 5 mil?
Yeah. Yeah. 6. I think it's 6.
And they brought him in because of the fact that we saw what happened last year with Boyle and all those guys, Huntley and everybody. So we need a backup. Okay, we got Zach Wilson. That was their answer to the question. You can't answer the question and say, yeah, I don't know about that answer.
We'll take a flyer on Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the Chargers and the Dolphins. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Line is still like 4. And Rob Pizzola is going to join us on the show today. We'll get a winner. He's going to give us a Panthers-Flyers side for tonight's Panthers game. But also, I'm very curious about a couple games. Dolphins, obviously. I really want to ask him about this Green Bay-Cincinnati game. I am fascinated by Joe Flacco starting for Cincinnati. The line is 14. You know Pizzola loves getting a lot of points in the NFL games. But, man, could now, I was talking to my son earlier because I got that suicide pool I have to fill out. He said Joe Flacco already beat the Packers. Was he the Browns quarterback when they beat the Packers?
He was, yeah. He's going to start against the Packers 2 times in a span of 4 weeks. I read that yesterday.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that, you know, and he's like, and now he gets to beat him with Jamar Chase. I'm like, I don't know. I still don't see, like, going to a team at the beginning of a week, starting for them that weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you give any credence? Because all of a sudden, because I picked Green Bay in the suicide pool. You have to pick 2 teams this week. Green Bay is one of the teams that I picked. You have any credence to the thought that, hey, he knows how to beat the Packers this season?
No, not at all. And the Browns defense is pretty damn good. Cincinnati's defense is a spaghetti strainer. So, no. No, and he can't move. That offensive line's terrible. I'm going to take the Green Bay sacks over, whatever that is, because they're going to knock the hell out of Joe Flacco.
Yeah, give me Jamar Chase. Give me Joe Flacco. Give me T. Higgins. Give me the Bengals, baby. Give me the Bengals, baby. Let's go.
Money line? You got a good number if you're going money line.
You'll take the 14?
Oh, I'll take the 14, 100%.
Oh, okay.
100%.
14 is a big number. I think Rob's going to say the same thing. 14 is crazy in the league.
He likes getting points, though, doesn't he? Like, doesn't he like getting points?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns?
But a quarterback going to another team?
I know, Huck.
That never happens. You don't go from one team to another team in the span of 5 days and start for the other team. That doesn't happen.
No, and it shouldn't. That's mismanagement of your quarterback position, to be honest. It shouldn't. We probably should have done it last year when Tim Boyle was throwing the ball out of bounds on 4th and 3.
All right, let me do the fantasy football report before we get to headlines, because there's some cool Heat news, Eric Spoelstra news. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. So, a couple notes. I've been trying every week to give you something fantasy football related about the Dolphins and the Dolphins game. So, a couple notes. From Fantrax HQ, their sleeper running back pick for week 6. Does anyone want to take a guess who their sleeper fantasy running back pick is for week 6?
Ollie Gordon.
Yeah. Devon Achane can't be a sleeper, so it got to be Ollie.
Or no, it's the Chargers. Whoever the Chargers
pick. It's Hassan Haskins. You guys are correct. You're thinking the opposite direction. It's whoever the running back is against the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
And what they write is Hassan Haskins. Omarion Hampton is going on the IR. Rico Dowdle had over 200 rushing yards against the Dolphins in week 5. Hassan Haskins is next up for the Chargers and will be their RB1. The Dolphins are allowing over 27 fantasy points per game to opposing running backs. Haskins will finish as RB20 or better in week 6. Expect the Chargers to blow the Dolphins out. If it's a close game, expect Haskins to still perform well. The Dolphins cannot stop the run.
100% agree.
It's impossible to argue.
Hassan Haskins. Whoever's in that backfield is going to get him. Going to get him a buck. They're going to get 100.
No.
And then
Solana.
He's right. No. They can't stop the run.
I'm not talking about the bagger at Publix, but if you have an NFL running back running on the Dolphin defense who's giving up 174 yards a game, you're going to go get. We're going to give up 100 yards rushing on Sunday. I hope you know that.
Yeah, but Hassan Haskins is not an NFL running back. There's a reason why he's on the practice squad in the 4th season of his career, the 3rd season of his career. I'm cool with you saying, hey, the Dolphins will give up a bunch of yards rushing. But again, Rico Dowdle, he's not Adrian Peterson, but he's not a practice squad player either. I mentioned to you guys, he had 1,000 yards rushing last year. He's a good backup quarter or backup running back or a decent backup running back. We're talking about a guy that, I'm not kidding, in his career, maybe has, 20 games played, 30 games played, less than 100 yards or something. Like,
that's why this is going to be that much more painful. That's why this is going to be that much more painful.
I don't buy it.
The other fantasy note comes from Jamie Eisenberg, our friend from CBSSports.com. And he says, starter sit. He says, sit Tua Tagovailoa. He writes, Tua ironically had his best game of the season in week 5 at Carolina with 28.7 fantasy points in his first outing without Tyreek Hill. But in week 6, I expect Tua to struggle against the Chargers, who are number 7 in fewest fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. No quarterback has thrown for multiple touchdowns against the Chargers this season, including Patrick Mahomes, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels. And Mahomes and Daniels are the only quarterbacks with more than 225 passing yards against Los Angeles this year. Tagovailoa is only worth starting in super flex and two quarterback leagues in week six. I didn't know those Chargers defensive stats.
Yeah.
Fantasy football aside, that's a bad harbinger of things to come for the Dolphins on Sunday.
And the Herbert versus Tua narrative, Herbert's going against a bottom five defense. Tua's going against a top 10 defense. So I think it's going to bear out the way we don't want it to as Dolphin fans.
Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Just a couple notes regarding the Miami Dolphins. Tyrell Dodson with concussion and Elijah Campbell did not practice today, according to David Fiorenz. He notes that Darren Waller was back at practice. And I just saw a quote from Darren Waller in the locker room, Crowder. He was saying that the uptick in snaps he had, I think it was double the amount of snaps. He's feeling good. So good news there. Yeah.
And make him the premier guy. That second half, it was puzzling. The guy balls out. What was it, 5 for 70 in the first half?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he was their best target in the first half, or at least when they took that 17-0 lead.
And can't get a damn target in the second half? We talk about this, and I'm going to keep saying it. You're an offensive genius. Jamar Chase gets 14 targets. Jeddah gets 15 targets. Like, they're a team. You cannot shut a guy out. A top guy, a guy physically gifted as those guys in the league, I don't care if you put three guys on him. Damn, Cincinnati finds a way to get Jamar Chase the ball with Jake Browning throwing to him. He goes two touchdowns. Why can't we figure out a way to get Darren Waller open? Why can't we figure out a way to get Waddle 10 targets? Everybody else does it.
Mike McDaniel was asked about that, by the way, on Monday. He's like, hey, 17-0 lead. Darren Waller is balling. He has a touchdown. He's gotten targeted, I think, 7 times. And then he wasn't targeted one time the rest of the game. Why? And he mentioned, you know, other teams make adjustments as well. But Crowder, there's two things at play. The Dolphins can't run the ball, so it's 3rd and 8 every single time on every single possession, which I understand. But also, if it's been 3rd and 8 on 4 straight possessions and you can't convert the first down without throwing to Waller, why not draw up a play on the 5th try to try to get Waller involved at some point, right? Like, you had 5 chances, 5 straight chances where you didn't score and you got to 3rd down, couldn't convert on the 5th try. Hey, maybe let's go back to the guy who's been really good over the past 2 weeks.
How about on 6 first downs in a row, you run the ball for a 0.5 yard. let's try to throw a wrinkle in and pass it on 1st down. We might get 3 yards. Now
or you might get no yards. Right. Malik Washington ended up with 4 receptions and no yards.
just plan B. OG's been saying it. The plan Bs of McDaniel are really few far in between.
There's more Dolphins notes. We'll get to it later on in the show. The Heat yesterday dropped to 0-3 in preseason. They lose to the Spurs. This game was actually close at the very end, but the Spurs ended up winning. Your too long didn't read or your spark notes of the game, Khalil Ware, remember, got called out by Spo. We were laughing about it on Tuesday. Responded with a monster game. You really did. And Kasperis Jakučionis, who the Heat drafted 1st overall, 20th pick, he made his debut in preseason, and he looked very good. 10 assists yesterday. Him and Khalil Ware seem to have a very Kobe, Shaq, 2000 Lakers-esque connection, if you ask me.
Oh, my God.
Heat are off until Sunday.
I watched one possession. Turned it on for one possession. And it was like poetry. I don't even remember. I think it was Norman Powell. The ball movement was great. And then it ended up swinging out to Wiggins in the corner for a 3. Nothing but net. That one possession, I was like, this is a playoff team. This is a top 4 seed in the East.
Let's go. Let's go, Hawk. Let's go.
You say Kobe Shaq. Is Khalil a real big man, or is he this cutesy big man that shoots threes all the time?
He's not Shaquille O'Neal in the paint. If that's what you're asking me.
Shaquille O'Neal doesn't
have a dream shake down low. He's not Hakeem with his back to the basket.
Okay, so he's a new cutesy big.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the reason why Spo is tough on him, because they want him. They're like, bro, you're the only guy in the league who has a wingspan comparable to Wemby. And looking at them on the court yesterday, it's not even close to Wemby. Nobody is. This guy is stupid. But yeah, I mean, they're like, hey, go use your wingspan. Go use your power. Go be physically dominant. And he doesn't sometimes. He gets pushed around at times by guys who are much smaller than him. But he's good though, man. He's good. He's knocking in step back threes yesterday.
You talking about Wemby or are you talking about Kalel?
I'm talking about Kalel. Wemby's going to be the MVP of this league for the next 10 years. I don't know if it's this year, but he stays healthy.
This year will be Zion.
Hey, Zion looks good.
I don't need my bigs going step back threes.
Well, then you haven't been watching basketball because you do need your bigs doing step back threes.
I want my big to wear high tops. I want him to wear short shorts, elbow pads.
I make about Artis Gilmore, number 53 for the Bulls, lumbering up and down the court in 1977.
Have y'all seen George Mirason's game? That's what I want.
Oh, did I mute myself there? Sorry, guys. And Eric Spoelstra expected to be named or was named. This is the report from Shams. But, I mean, Eric Spoelstra is going to be the coach of the U.S. men's national basketball team when they go to the 2028 Summer Olympics, which that's here, right? That's the one in L.A.?
I'm going to have to check on that one.
Yeah, because
they're taking over for Steve Kerr.
Right. No surprise. Panthers Flyers tonight, 7 p.m. Your weather.
You hear that game right here, by the way.
Yeah. Your weather in South Florida right now, hot, humid, some cloud action, cloud coverage coming through. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
How'd Norman Powell look?
18 points yesterday, very quiet. He had 9 points in the first half, 9 points only in the third quarter, and then didn't play. Dude, this guy's a bucket, man. He's silky smooth with it, too. He's a hooper.
It was, I watched more than one possession. He's kind of fun to watch. He's kind of something that we've been missing. It's kind of fun.
And no joke, he's a good dude. He'd be a great guest on this show. I'm going to try to book him for our show because he's just like,
Jimmy, call Norman Powell.
he's never been the dude. He always had a one in front of him, right?
Well, I don't know if he's the dude here.
Yes, he is.
When you say the dude, what do you mean?
I mean, because Bam is the dude, but
it's
he's
Bam's
the
team.
It's Bam's team. I guess the offensive
Bam's team.
It might be Bam's team, but maybe Bam forgot how to make a damn basket. This guy can't hit a shot in preseason, Bam. Like, give me one game, Bam, where
No.
You look like it's a regular season game. Just so I'm not nervous for the regular
no,
season.
No,
one game, Bam. Come
no.
on.
No. He fills the stat box. There's stats that aren't even on the stat sheet that Wetzel Bam brings to the team. You've been telling me this crap. Don't get on my side with this. I want a bucket.
He said something real cutesy at practice on Tuesday. He's like, yeah, I'm not worried about my offensive game. Like, I'm letting everybody else eat. I'm like, yeah, because you're 0 of 19 in preseason. I'd say the same thing.
Your ass is hungry. you hungry. Everybody else eating. You
but I think, in all honesty, like, whose team? I think Norman Powell's third behind Tyler when he comes back, no?
Tyler doesn't. He's not a leader like that. Norman jumps Tyler automatically.
He was an all-star. Norman's never been an all-star. Tyler was an all-star last year, Crowder.
You think Tyler is like the team captain leader? I don't believe so.
I think it goes Bam, Tyler, Norman Powell.
I think Norman – I'm with Bam. It's Bam's team. I've been saying Bam and them for years. I think Norman jumps. I don't think Tyler's built to be like a leader. I think he's just a little young shooter. Beep, 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 beep.
Somebody puts on the chat, Hawk, I need a good seven-leg parlay. Well, I'm glad you asked.
Hey, Devin, just give it to me. I'll send you my address. Whatever you're going to do on this parlay, send it to me, Devin.
Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Kalel?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gino Toretta. We see the smiling face of Gino Toretta on our video stream. The Heisman Trophy winner. He comes to us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday, Georgia and Auburn on Touchdown Radio. What's your eating plans up in, where's that game, Auburn, Alabama?
One of my favorite Italian restaurants in the country is in Atlanta, Georgia. Goes by the name of La Grotta, and it is, I will be heading there Friday evening to indulge in some veal Toscana, the big pounded out veal chop with some arugula tossed on top. It's yeah, it's the best.
Have you tried their spaghetti and meatballs?
You know what? I don't know if I've even seen a meatball or spaghetti at this fine establishment.
Oh, well, then they're not an Italian restaurant. That's ridiculous. You call that a fine Italian restaurant if they don't have spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, what are we even doing here?
I've even checked luggage just to bring my homemade limoncello to treat the maitre d' and the people that take care of me when I go up there.
Yeah, Gino, stay in Atlanta because it's not much in Athens. You're not going to find fine Italian in Athens.
Auburn. This was in Auburn. Hey, Channing, I'll just tell you this much. If I do a game in Auburn or Athens, I'm staying in Atlanta.
This is, hey, where is that?
Gino, so the Canes, they had the nice win over FSU last weekend. They're on the bye this week. Carson Beck threw for 4 touchdowns. Could you make the case that UM should be ranked number 1 instead of number 2 in the nation right now?
Yes. I don't think there's any question. I think that they've been tested as much, if not more, than anybody. I think that some of the teams we thought were going to be very good coming into the season, we've seen their offensive line suck, like Texas or LSU. And if you look at UM, it's just them big boys up front on offense. They just maul the other team. They wear down the other team. And then you got Mezidor and Bain on the other side of the ball that are, I mean, Bain's rushing the passer as well as anybody and blowing up the run. It's they're doing it. And when you can own the line of scrimmage, you can go on the road and do that. And that's very hard to do. And I would say based on right now what they've done, I think, yeah, I like not being number one because I think it's easier as a player when you're not number one and you feel you are the best. You always – they just give you the chip to basically go out there and, okay, you don't think I'm that good? I'm going to go out there and show you I'm that good.
And, Gino, that game, I watched the whole game. I was at a bounce house with my kids in Orlando or Fort Myers somewhere. They could have got kidnapped because I was watching the game, but – it wasn't a 6-point game. UM dominated that game. They let them sneak back in early. And you know the criticism's always going to be, we know the 4-minute drill. You're up in the game, run the ball, run the clock out, you know, shorten the game and get out there with a win. But then sometimes it bites you in the butt and people criticize Mario on both sides. Should the Canes just, I guess, put a nail in the coffin, just go ahead and run the score up on people?
Me? Yes. I would like that to where you're – blood pressure doesn't go up at the end of games and things like that. I think that especially when you have the opportunity to just, you know, go pedal metal and score. I mean, I think that I would have liked to see that. I don't think a lot of fans would have liked to see that. I mean, watching, you know, it probably happens more in the NFL where a team doesn't finish a drive and they finish with field goals. And they can be dominating the game, and it comes down to the end, the team gets a couple cheap scores, and all of a sudden, you know, they got a chance to win. So I would not have liked Florida State to be in the game there at the end or even close enough to make it a game. But, yeah, it's just, you know what, they're getting it done all right, though. But, yes, I would have liked to have seen them pull out the starters and make it a little easier on the fans, if you will.
Gino, I'm going to say this with a ton of respect because I think anytime we talk about the greats of UM, people get upset and they point to your era, the mid early 90s, and then the early 2000s. But last year, there was a case to be made that Cam Ward had the best single season of any Hurricanes quarterback ever. There was a case to be made. Are we in the territory with Reuben Bain where we're putting him with the Ed Reeds, with the Ray Lewis's, like with the Sean Taylors? Is it fair to do that? Or does postseason success, a championship, is that what dictates where like he'll rank in the all-time greats?
Well,
with the all-time greats.
I think that's always part of it, like where you rank, you know, and you know, when people asked me last week, they're like, well, what about the Florida State game? I'm like, I will forever be remembered by most Miami fans as you were quarterback in wide right one and quarterback in wide right two. And you know, they will remember plays from that particular game. So I think, and then you win a championship, then yes, that is obviously, you know, puts a feather in your cap. I think that for what Reuben has done so far this season, I mean, maybe premature to say, but he's having a season. I mean, when nationally people are talking about you in the Heisman Trophy discussion and you're a defensive lineman, I mean, listen, there's only one guy that I played with that would ever like that, and that was Sapp. And I think that if you can be that dominant and then all of a sudden, man, when you got big games, you just, you know, you dominate even more.
Which he has. Which he has, yeah.
But it bodes well. Like, man, I'll tell you what, when they showed him after the game, he was wore out. Because I don't know. I mean, that dude puts every ounce of energy into Saturday performances. And it's just fun to watch. And I would say it's funny, Shalai, you bring, like, okay, you got the 83 team there, the best, or the 80, you know, and it's just like, you know, just watch and enjoy. And know that you're watching one of the best players in college football and a guy that may be one of the most dominant players, defensive players ever to play at University of Miami.
And, Gino, along that same thought process of just greatness, I don't want to say Andre Johnson and those guys, but we were concerned about the receivers. We're locked in now, right? C.J. Daniels and Malachi Toney. That touchdown they called back, he caught a check down and got the hell on through the entire secondary. I was like, I don't give a damn it didn't count for six. That was an amazing play right there. These are all American-style receivers that Miami has right now.
Yes, CJ has been great. I think Malachi is just he's been unbelievable. You know, people are like, man, he's faster than Kevin Williams. And I'm like, you know, I saw K-Dub run a 4.28. I'm not sure anybody's faster than that. But that dude, when he caught that little dodge route at 5 yards and turned around and there's eight people chasing him and he's just standing still and then he just started running faster. I was like, wow, he went from like 0 to 60 in 0.0. I mean, he was full speed in a couple steps. And you know what I love? I love the passion of which he plays. And it's like guys that I played with. You know, you make a play, you're Randall Hill. I mean, hell, Randall would catch a 6 yard hitch pass and start dancing up and down on the sidelines. LT would take off his helmet, you know, and pretend like he wanted to see his mom, you know, see him on TV, even though she was in the stands. He was just trying to make sure the girls knew what he looked like, yes, you know, on Saturday night in the last few years of our college career. So, but I just love the passion in which he plays and kind of the swagger you know, he's learning crap. He's learning from the best. Michael on the sidelines going crazy. So,
he wants to suit up, man. He wants to be out there.
Hey, Gino, quickly before we run out of time, Bill Belichick, there's now a whole bunch of talk about UNC looking to get out of this. He might be looking to get out of it. They gave him a vote of confidence yesterday. They sent out a press release. They gave him a vote of confidence.
Florida's done that. You think Belichick, too, though, right?
You think Belichick lasts the season? And do you think there's a second season for Belichick at UNC?
You know, I don't know. I just, to me, is when a team has to answer a bunch of questions that aren't about how they play or their opponent and how they're performing and how they're preparing for just the game, I think it wears on a team. And I think that they are so distracted as players that the preparation part of the game, it's almost more like, you know, they're watching a Netflix reality show in the locker room and on the field every day. And I mean, change, but you know, you good or bad. I mean, I'm sure, you know, when you guys were having a horrible season and I remember you said Cam wanted to go in the stands and watch the game in case he wasn't going to be on the sidelines. What, like, yeah. Some of the story, like, think about, like, you're wasting your mental resources on just BS that have nothing to do with winning the game. And at some point they got to pull the plug. But I, you know, I'm not so sure this isn't a situation where, listen, if you have not embraced that, it's not enough to recruit a kid and say, you're going to get a great degree from this institution, have a chance to win a championship. Okay. There's that. That was the recruiting pitch. When I came out, Channing came out, it was, you get a degree from here, you get an education from here, you get a chance to win a championship, play in this conference. Okay. Every kid now is, yeah, well, how much money does that come with? Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And if you haven't embraced that, it seems to me like North Carolina didn't embrace it. Well, you're dead now because you can't go play. You can't cut guys. You can't, you know, pay them. And it seems like whoever was in their personnel department or as they're making the change, everything is changing so fast in college football, they didn't change fast enough. And, you know, for whatever reason, it comes down always to the guys that they're trotting out on the field. And they don't seem like they got a lot of talent. It doesn't matter. Vince Lombardi, we dug him up and put him on the sidelines. It don't matter who's coaching those guys. They just don't have a lot of talent.
And do you know what? I tell people this all the time. Coaching college is 30 times harder than coaching NFL. You're a boss telling your employees what to do in the NFL. In college, you got to worry about guys getting suspended. You got to worry about trying to transition these kids. You got to worry about parents calling. You got to worry about so much more. In the NFL, it's football. In college, you got to worry about these kids' lives and try to get a football team ready to go.
There are a ton of distractions. And it's like, you know, it's why Saban, trust the process. Like, just bring it down to one game at a time. And that, and I think that they're at a point at right now where there are so many things going on. I mean, for God's sake, the jokes are pretty good though. I mean, but Brad Johnson's kid, the quarterback, is, you know, Brad and I played together in Minnesota. They're the same age. He's the same age as Belichick's girlfriend. I mean, I still can't imagine when I was at Miami, like, you know, seeing Dennis Erickson's wife on the sideline or the other coach's wife, like, that's such a new, like, a just strange thing to me. Like, man, when you're in the locker room, you don't want to worry about anything else. When you're on the field, you just want to go out there. You're not doing this for anybody other than the dudes in the locker room and that coaching staff. And it's just like, when you have all that other stuff, you're like, who is this person? Like, who is that? It's Cheney, I did the UCLA Penn State game. Greatest game in college football last weekend. Crazy. 4 touchdown underdog wins. I go over to the UCLA facility Friday. They can't bring 11 guys out on a special team, like walkthrough. Like they were in disarray. Fired the offensive coordinator that week. I go in the football facility. Guy starts talking. He's friends with Jesse Armstead. Okay, well, you know. And, you know, their football ops guy was here at Miami, and I said, hey, who's that? Oh, that's Nico's agent. They just, the agents of the players cruise. Like, I'm like, in the NFL, was your agent just cruising the locker room? Hell no. You don't even allow
the world, man.
Like, so many things are just foreign to me, and it's just like, I just kind of shake my head. I'm like, wow, am I that? I guess I'm that old.
Different world
around us. Yep,
totally different world.
Gino Toretta, he can be heard every Thursday with us, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing: the union trained plumbers of local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, as always, Gino. I hope you get as good a game as you had last weekend at UCLA.
It was a shocker. Crazy. I hope I get some sleep. I took the red eye back from Vegas last night. So, you know, I'm too old that, you know, I used to do it as a kid. This isn't wearing on me right now a little bit more.
That red eye gives you a long day, though.
Red eye gives me a long day. Yeah, it gives me a long day that I can take a nap.
Gino, do you play the slots inside the actual terminal? Because they always get me there.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Are you a gambler?
I lost like $300 playing 3-card poker, but this is my gambling of 3-card poker. There's like 4 bets. I put 4 bets down, and I never even look at the cards. And I just hope like one of them comes out as a straight, and I get like 6-1 or 50-1.
So you're just trying to hit the progressive. You don't care about anything but hitting the big old jackpot.
I'm just trying to get a free beer, you know, and it cost me a few $100. I mean, that's kind of works.
Got to slow play them.
Slow play penny slots. I don't seriously, JD. You don't get a headache on those new slot machines. There's like the LCD and the ding, 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 all kinds of crazy noises. I mean, it's too much for my brain to wrap around.
Yeah, but the tequila and vodka usually slow it down for me. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. I need ding, rows ding. With bars and cherries and lemons. They got people running around.
I tell you what,
what's going on?
If you're having tequila and vodka, then jumping on a red eye, you're really not feeling good the next morning.
It's been 3 days to recover.
All right, we'll see you next week, Gino.
Yep.
There you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Do not go anywhere. We have more stuff to come here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.